It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
People come up to me and they say, hey, Craig, what type of underwear do you like? And I say, well, I always sleep with just a pair of boxers. Raul and Miguel. My dogs, because they're boxers.
I get it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
The dog show.
Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. You can call us anytime. Anytime if you want to talk
anytime
about
at all.
Beth Ann's mental health or anything you hear on the show. That's what we're here for. During the break, Buzz hit me to a couple of IMs that we got. Two are very interesting, and right. I'd like you to mention both of them. One's about Beth Ann.
Yes. It says in the last part of that podcast, this is from someone who heard the segment before it was
before she removed it out of paranoia.
From the internet. It says in the last part of that podcast, Mike says something about giving away $100 in the next break. Before he could say that the $100 was a prize for the memory game, you can hear B.A. yell, "What is he doing?"
Beth Ann to the studio, please.
As if she's upset that he's giving more money away.
That's the impression you get from that?
Well, that's what they wrote here.
Okay.
That's the impression the listener got.
I thought we cleared that with her yesterday, the $100 that we were going to give away.
Ultimately, we did.
Here she goes. Oh, my God.
Hey.
Jill Rappaport's dog.
You know, I cry when Jill Rappaport comes on TV, too.
I do, too.
Just because it's a waste of a life.
Because of her oversized head.
What happened was you start doing something. I go, what is he doing? And I go, oh, I thought you were going to give away, like, to the 100th caller. Oh, the memory game. And I have witnesses back there.
So when you said it was more whimsical.
No, I did say, what is he doing? I go, oh, the memory game.
It's not how Buzz did it.
So do you constantly just to criticize and talk about me and just run me down back there when, you know, when you're in the producer's room? Is that what it is? You got your latest big boy back there, Jim. Jim, don't call me Landfill.
Slim Jim?
No, right. You can call him Landfill.
I can?
Yeah.
Well, let's bring him in. Was he in there yesterday?
Yes, he was.
Landfill to the studio, please. And if there's one thing, I trust this kid.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I think he's a very honest young man.
I would adopt him. I really like him.
A good human being,
you
I
would?
Believe.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little large, but outside of that, he's a good kid all the way around. Mm-hmm. You can come up to this one. You can use Ms. McBride's. So let
me
tell you.
She wants you next to her anyway.
Landfill, let me ask you this. Is she constantly just harping on me back there? Is it on a regular basis?
A little bit, yeah.
Boy, see, he's honest. That's what I like him. That's why I like this kid. I truly do. Does she pick on you? She nurtures you, right? She always has kind words to say to you?
Yeah, very much so.
Right.
Helpful.
That's what she's all about.
Do you fear for her mental state?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Know what she is? Let me tell you what she's about. You can take full advantage of this, you know that? Because you're a man of larger carriage, because you're a member of the big man's club, because you're fat like I'm fat, she feels for you, you see, because she's got a tender heart. Milk that for all it's worth. And really, you know, who knows, even a little on the side.
Sure.
You never know.
19, Mike.
What's that?
He's 19.
You know what I say to that?
What?
Perfect.
You know what I say to that?
What?
She should know to speak on microphone by now.
I know. She never does, though.
No.
She does not understand that. So how do you value Ms. McBride as a mentor back there, Landfill? I mean, you've worked for two shows now. You're very, very dedicated to this radio station, and we love having you around.
Yes.
How is Ms. McBride?
I really like Beth Ann. She's really nice back there. She helps us, teaches us a lot back there.
Oh, yes. Do you know she can teach you a lot more?
The ways of love.
She can teach you so much more. Has she? She does this with most of the interns.
Yes.
I'm not sure whether she's done this with you. Has she talked to you about coming over to her apartment for some extra classes?
No, not yet.
No.
It'll happen.
Do you believe she has a dog or that the dog is imaginary?
She talks about the dog on a regular basis.
And tomorrow the dog's coming. Is this a definite? Can you please me and tell me that the dog is definitely coming in tomorrow?
Is this mic on?
It's just a little softer than anybody else's. I'm right over here.
Okay.
Can you bring Bunny in tomorrow?
I'll bring her in because you've asked me to.
Good.
But she's very high strung. She will bark.
Where did she learn that behavior?
Yeah, I know. Well, how come she's not trained? My God. If Bunny comes in and I go, sit, will Bunny sit?
If I told her to sit, she would sit.
If I told Bunny...
She's going to be barking and her hair's going to be up.
If I told Bunny to sit...
She's
going to
bark the entire time.
If I told Bunny to sit, would she say, why should I sit? Don't you think it would be better if I offered you my paw?
No, this would be what Bunny would say. Talk to me. I'm Bunny the dog.
Oh,
all right. Now,
hello, Bunny.
Hello,
Bunny.
Hello, Rob.
Sit.
I've got an idea. I think I'll sit down. That would be a
McCreadian.
Is Bunny going to be so difficult on the show tomorrow that we are going to have to send Bunny home?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. That's what I'm hoping for.
Look forward to that.
Me too.
Landfill, you might have a job tomorrow. All right. You might have to drive Bunny home.
I think I can take care of that.
Now, see, I am the one that does all that. So
okay,
I'll
well, then
home.
Beth Ann will take the dog home, and while she's gone, Jim will produce the show.
It should be fun. All right, you're both excused. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Landfill. Thank you, Miss McBride. High-strung Miss McBride. Call me twice at weird times, crying, sobbing, Miss McBride.
The dog is going to be high-strung,
yes.
And the dog is going to be contrary.
I can't wait to meet Buddy the dog tomorrow. And we're also going to have BYOB Friday,
leading up
to our big party on the 8th at Bungalow Billiards tomorrow night. And the Buzz Babes will not be in here because they're going to be primping, of course,
right,
all afternoon, getting ready for your consumption. And we're also going to have Katie, who has been given the day off by CK to come in here tomorrow.
Yay.
And Katie is going to be there. Katie, I know you're excited about that.
Hey, asshole, go f*** yourself.
Okay, I didn't know you felt that way.
Should be fun.
Katie should be in here. Everybody's excited. Rob's going off the wagon because his diet has gotten him where he wants. What are you on the diet so far?
Right now, my last weigh-in was 35 pounds, but I think I'm a couple more than that now.
Wow. Okay, very good. So congratulations.
Closing in on 40. Thank you.
You will be joining us. And another IM that I was intrigued by that you mentioned during the break.
Yeah, apparently there's a couple out there in Radio Land who would love to be married. They're here in this area,
right
here in Northern Virginia, and they're getting married next month, and because they heard you were recently ordained as a minister, they would like you to perform the ceremony next month.
Someone has stolen my ordination diploma or whatever it's called.
Where was it?
It was in the office, and I don't know where it is.
I think you took it home, Mike.
No, I don't think I took it home.
Well,
I swear to God.
Did.
Beth Ann, do you have it?
Now, if you were to go back online, would you be able to print out your papers again?
Hold on. We're going to answer this way. Here it is.
All right.
It's in my office.
Ah, well, then we still have it.
Yeah, you're still ordained. You can marry him.
See what I'm dealing with?
I do.
You would have lost it.
I would not have lost it.
Yes, you would have.
I would not have lost it. It would have been in my little cabinet in back of my desk.
How can you
lose
something that gets stolen?
It wasn't stolen. I took it for safekeeping. He leaves a cell phone here every single day.
I do not. And there's an... Oh, my God.
Maybe,
there's an example.
Maybe
now
twice.
I'm beginning to see the whole picture.
Get in the picture.
He leaves his cell phone here every day. That is a gross exaggeration.
What is he doing?
What is that
I'm
fool
trying to help
on
you.
Speed idiot doing? He's going to soil his diapers if he doesn't my help.
Is this like my Rubik's Cube?
Jesus
Did
Christ.
You keep my Rubik's Cube so I wouldn't lose it?
Stop picking on her. Let me pick on her.
Okay.
I'm pissed.
I think I'm helping you when I...
You're not helping me when you say things like, what's he doing, Landfill? Yes, me. Give me a shoulder rub.
Let me feel your strong hands.
I want that ordination certificate framed and on my wall in the morning.
You know what was nice? When she came in, she brought a chicken wing with her, and now she's taking it with her as she leaves.
Okay, I want to thank Velocity 5. You're home for Olympics and fantasy football.
And wings.
And all NFL games. Go to Velocity5Restaurant.com for more information. Thank you for bringing the wings in.
As always.
We are all eating chicken this afternoon.
Chicken
and I don't know. I'll have to think about it. It seems to me... I take that responsibility very seriously.
I understand. I know you do.
But I am an ordained minister.
It is a
I can't tell you the church, but I am ordained.
You need an outfit.
No.
I think you would.
I'd like a Nehru jacket.
Something like that?
That's right.
Something like Deepak Chopra?
And even though I have short hair, I would like an artificial ponytail. And the kind that sticks up with a rubber band in the background, almost sumo-like, you know?
Oh, I was thinking more like an Ichabod Crane ponytail.
No, going to
be a good look for you.
Nothing with a ribbon?
I just want something like that, and I'll see about it. Where are these people from? They're from...
Sterling, Virginia.
Sterling, Virginia. Do they want me to come to their home to do this?
You know, we haven't worked out any of the details. I get the impression that they're just so thrilled with the idea of having you perform the ceremony that they're willing to negotiate some of this.
If it is a
Brothers and sisters, we are glad to have you. That's kind of like a little pork. Pig marries them.
If it is a wedding in Sterling, they know that Mike doesn't speak Spanish, right?
Yeah, that is not acceptable.
It's an unfair
on this radio
stereotype,
show.
Really.
You know,
I said nothing.
I know you did.
I just wanted them to know that you speak only the English that the Lord taught you.
Brothers and sisters, hombres and hombrons, we are very happy to have you here. I am Father Mike. The church of the... do you, Daisy, take thee, Pierre, to be your lawful wedded, so long as you both shall be. By the power vested in me, by the church of the Babadabal, we so put your hands together and make love.
Of course, their names are Daisy and Pierre.
That's right. Daisy and Pierre.
Daisy and Pierre Sterling.
Very good luck. Looking forward to that. Let's go to DJ in Sacramento. DJ, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, DJ?
I'm doing excellent, boys. How are you?
We're wonderful. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm just driving through Molesto, and I was thinking about Beth Ann McBride, wondering why on the web there's no current pictures of her. Just that glamour shot studio thing from Sears.
Rob has an answer for your question there, DJ. Hang up and listen because your phone is messed up.
Since she had the breast implants, she does not photograph.
She doesn't have them.
They don't make a lens for that.
We really ought to have at least one. I hate to keep bringing her back in here, but it's a day that we
not
focus on
her. Not as much as me.
I know you hate it more than anything else. Beth Ann, one picture of you, like, from the belt lineup.
A candid?
Yeah, I think so. I think that would be a lovely idea.
Have Jim take it.
You know, I think it'd be a... Have Landfill take it. One picture... She's rolling her eyes. Okay, that's fine.
That's fine.
Well, decent picture. You know, pick one you like. Make sure it's the picture you want on there. And
right. Okay.
Why are you looking at me like that? You're looking at me.
McBride's don't photograph well.
You do. That's a wonderful picture.
I know. Can you believe that?
And everyone wants more.
When he just announced that you wanted a picture of you on the website in the back room.
I was screaming in the back.
Did you, I was going to ask if you yelled.
Yeah.
No, don't do it, you a-hole. I hate you. All right. We'll get up.
Hide your sunglasses.
I like that call from DJ. We'll get a fresh picture up sometime in the – trust me, I know the timeline on this. Sometime in the next week or two.
I say before close of business today.
You're being very difficult.
No.
You're fighting with your sister again, and it's very, very frustrating.
Yeah.
We have to do the news, okay?
That ain't my sister.
Behave yourselves. Let's get our very first segment of Buzz Boybag. Buzz, what's happening in the world around us today?
Well, Mike, the newspaper in Raleigh says Democrats are putting pressure on John Edwards to talk about the love child story from the National Enquirer.
Very good.
It's something Democrats don't want to be asked about at the upcoming convention in Denver. So
are there orgies as well?
No, Larry, I don't think so.
Cleared up now if they could. The mainstream media has reportedly avoided the story so far because in spite of the photos, the Enquirer's sources are anonymous. At first, Edwards brushed off the story as tabloid trash. Last week, he brushed off a reporter from the Charlotte paper by saying, "Can't do it now, sorry." But the pressure is mounting from the public and even the press for Edwards to say something.
Well, we'll see what happens. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to put myself in the role of slimy political frontman right now,
I
think I say to Edwards, just keep doing what you're doing. It might go away. Oh. That's what I was talking to Alan Butterfield from The Enquirer about yesterday. It seems to me they're still, you know, nipping at his heels right now.
Yes.
Obviously, he's out on assignment following this very story, mm-hmm.
But it seems to me, especially after yesterday's interview with Butterscotch, that this is not going away.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the Enquirer is going to let it go away. I think he's going to have to answer to it.
Yeah, we'll keep our eyes on it and let you know what's happening. I have to take this call right now. Scott, you've got an interesting concept. I know what you want me to do, Scott, and I'm a sucker for that, so I will. Tell the people what you want.
I think the only way you should marry those people is if you do it as the Metro guy.
Thank you for the call, Scott. Now go hang up and enjoy.
What's this?
Oh, look.
One's just pulled into the station.
Hello, Fernandez. You. Man, I'm white. Doors opening on the. Petro Center.
I think that'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'll do that the entire wedding. I'll do it exactly that way.
Be fine. Bill Clinton was stressing the importance of monogamy in an interview with the BBC in Africa this week. Clinton said a lack of monogamy is not just hurting that AIDS-ridden continent, but hurting the world. Clinton also stressed the importance of using protection.
Well, there he is.
The door. Bill.
I can BS with the best of them,
Mr. President, good job
really
on that one.
I just wanted to say you should always have monogamy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing to have. Not necessarily for me.
It doesn't work for you?
Right. Not all the time.
Well, you're not a continent.
Was that tongue-in-cheek?
Very. It was tongue somewhere else. Thank you for asking.
Acting club. President.
I love when he comes by.
I do, too. A lot of consenting adults are hooking up through Craigslist.
Yeah, Mike.
And yeah, Rob.
That was the case with a couple in Oregon City, Oregon, and now they are in jail. A homeless woman was in the park where the couple met. She was the homeless woman looking for a place to pitch a tent. And when she came across...
You mean like a real tent?
Yeah, a real tent.
Sure.
Yeah, no, I'm not...
Not the expression
no.
we used to
Would
use
I say a thing like that?
For owner bay.
You know, she really was, according to police, mm-hmm. looking for a place to pitch.
Remember that one from school? That goes back right. Man, she...
Yes.
She was hot. And is this another one? Is this going to be delayed?
No, but I just laughed.
Did you pitch a tent?
I'm laughing at an owner bay.
When she came across, this homeless woman came across what appeared to be a man sexually assaulting a woman who had been bound and gagged.
That ain't good.
That's hot.
It turns out the woman...
Stop it, Rob.
I'm kidding, of course.
Turns out the woman likes it like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So this was a little bondage action?
A little consensual thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when police arrived, the man fled on foot, worried his wife would find out.
You said
balls.
Wife found out anyway, thanks to the police dogs who tracked the man down.
They're in the park doing this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, if you're going to bind and gag someone, it would just seem to me the park might not be the best way to do it. If you're going to have a nice little romantic interlude, you know, in Central Park under a bush somewhere, that's a different story.
Well, it's Oregon City.
Bush?
It's Big Bush.
And he couldn't take her home. Mm-hmm. Would have awakened his wife.
Beth Ann wants to know, are the dogs okay?
And was Jill Rappaport covering the story?
The couple now faces charges of public indecency, disorderly conduct, and criminal trespassing.
Well, it's a shame for them.
And is porn queen Jenna Jameson pregnant?
That's what I heard.
The New York Post says she is, at 34, ready for her first child. Should be an easy birth.
I would think so.
Her partner, by the way, is Ultimate Fighting Champ Tito Ortiz.
Hey, Tito. All right, Katie, calm down.
That's Tito.
All right, stop it.
I said Tito. Mm-hmm. Jenna tried in vitro fertilization during her first marriage to Jade Gardenia. They divorced 2 years ago.
That's hot.
And nobody saw this coming. An employee of Girls Gone Wild has been busted on sex charges. Police say a 37-year-old Matt O'Sullivan came on a little too strong with a 20-year-old he had boarded on the Girls Gone Wild bus in Smithtown, New York.
A 20-year-old he had boarded?
I didn't say that right.
What, a 20-year-old?
A 20-year-old who had boarded.
Who had boarded. What's the guy's name?
It's Matt O'Sullivan. And here he is now.
Who's this?
First of all,
yes, Matt.
I'd like to clear up any confusion.
Okay.
I represent the O'Sullivan family with a great deal of dignity and pride.
Well, I hope so.
Then the fact is, I never went near that girl, and it's a big lie. It's a pack of lies, and if she continues to lie, she's going to go straight to Hades. Mm-hmm. Matt O'Sullivan.
Can I offer you a potato or perhaps a bottle of whiskey?
Thank you so much, and I'll take a six-pack with that. Say hello to my brother, Gilbert.
He's behind bars on $100,000 bail and had, at last check, not hired a lawyer.
What a shame.
Coming up in your final buzz today, are Americans swearing off the beer? I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Did you have more? It looked like you were going to say something more.
I'm deeply confused.
So it's just Americans swearing off the beer?
That's right.
No way.
Not
no
me.
Way. Not tomorrow. That's
all I
for
do
sure.
is think about it.
All right, we're going to have a very special real estate lady and a lovely woman. I mean, turbo hot woman.
It's going to be a flipping great interview.
Kirsten Kemp Becker will be here to talk about your house values when we come back on the big show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.